Blog Talk Radio.
That's what.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to know if there's anybody this morning got a joy when they think about what God did for them. I don't know about you.
I got a joy down in my soul because I can think about what God did for me. I know many of you this morning, you have the same testimony and you can have the same shout of the things that God done did for you. And I'm telling you right now, you just go ahead and give God a praise because God didn't bring you this far to leave you. God didn't bring you this far to just drop you out. Baby, he's still pushing you. He's still pulling you. He's still. So I tell you right now, you just take a few minutes and you just give God a praise. You just thank God for what he is doing. But I don't know about you. I'm glad to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. Are you glad to you a soldier in the army of the Lord? I just want to give him a praise. Can we just take a few minutes and just praise our God, even though we might be caught up in certain situations and we need him to move right now. But the best weapon I do understand is the weapon of praise. And sometimes we just got to go ahead and give God a praise. We got to give him this final praise. We got to give him a ridiculous praise. We just got to give him a praise. Is there anybody this morning is ready to give God a praise? Is there anybody this morning got a shout in their praise when they think of the goodness of Jesus? I'm talking to you, Norway. I'm talking to you, United Kingdom. I'm talking to you, Australia. I'm talking to you, France. Is there anybody got a praise in their belly? I know there's many things going on in the world today. I know that there's many things, my God Almighty. The one thing I do know, the prayers of the righteous are better than much. So somebody just need to go in and give God a praise. If you know that he did something for you, if you can think about it, my goodness, you can just go ahead and give God a praise. I tell you what, I give you 30 seconds and you just go ahead and praise God. My God, right there where you are, I just got to give him a praise.
That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
And that's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
That's what he's done.
He saved my soul.
That's what he's done.
And it made me whole.
That's what he's done.
Shelly, you got to tell yourself, listen, I'm not going to sit up here and put on a front on Sunday morning where I have to get up and speak or they have good playing music. Baby, I got to give God a praise all throughout the week because the things that he is doing, the things that he's turning around, the things that he's making a way out of no way, I just got to give God a praise. I just need one of you, my God Almighty, to help me to praise God in the spirit. You know you should have threw in that tower a long time ago. You know you should have been evicted a long time ago. You know things should have been shut off on you a long time ago. But I say, God, my goodness, my goodness, I say, God, that I'm going to finish up this year strong. I'm going to finish up this year. But everybody don't challenge you out. My goodness, you still got a place. Somebody just need a praise in this morning. Yes.
Tell your neighbor how good God's been to you. Tell your neighbor how good God's been to you. And that's what he's done. That's what he's done.
Baby, you need to go ahead and put this on the speaker in your house. Put it on the speaker and just go ahead and give God a praise. But you're in call action, Mama. What's going on, Daddy? What's going on? I just got to give God a praise. My goodness, if y'all know that God knows how God will provide, how God will make a way all over the world, KC, I know you can testify. California, Nevada, I know you can testify. Minnesota, Massachusetts, I know you can testify. Where you at, Mr. Baker? I got to give God a praise. South Carolina, my God, Alabama, Texas, Florida. Go ahead and praise God.
Even though I feel comfortable at some times, but I still give God a glory shout. Even though I'm not
a good God we serve, my God Almighty. I know you might not feel like a Pastor Smith, but go ahead and praise your Pastor Smith. Praise him for your vision. Praise him for what God is doing in your life. I got to give him a praise. Somebody give God a praise. Yes! You don't need a prophet to come give you a word. Like the songwriter said, when I faith my God, I give joy when I think about it. Only you can go, only you can really can tap into your testimony and tap into the things that God done did for you. And I just got to give God a praise because he is still doing it. He is still working out. I found out he's still in the healing business. I found out that he's still in the deliverance business. I found out he's still in the business that is saving souls in spite of what it looks like. I found out he is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Is there anybody that found out he's still in the healing business? Is there anybody this morning that found out he's still in the blessing business? Is there anybody that found out he's still in the increase business? So I just got to give God a praise. I just magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. I'm telling you right now this morning, don't allow nothing to get you to the place to where you cannot stop. My God, you stop your worship, you stop your praise. I know that God is doing a stretching thing in your life. Yield to the stretching because God's going to give you a permanent praise. God's going to give you a permanent worship. What is that, Pastor? That's a praise that it never goes out. That's a worship that you never get dim. It's by what you're going through. So I can tell the little Lord raising my hand and I dare you to raise your hand this morning. And ask God to ignite your fire and keep us lit. For he is worthy to be praised. I just thank God and I bless his holy name. I give honor to also my wife. And I thank God for what he is doing in our home as well. I thank God for what he is doing to each and every one of you. I know there's a stuttering going on. And I know there's a stretching going on. I know God has challenged some of our characters and challenging some of our emotions and personalities. But one thing about it, you just rejoice. Because if you've been challenged by God about it, just go ahead and rejoice. Because many of those are not being challenged. They're not being scratched. They're not into a place where it causes them to make changes in their life. And if that's you, that's you. Call, my God, you into a position where it causes you to make changes. Your life is being scratched. My God, it's challenging you to do certain things different. You might as well go ahead and rejoice. Because that is a sign of increase. That is a sign of promotion. My God Almighty, a crew member cannot carry the same mentality as a manager once they get promoted. And y'all hear me? A manager have more responsibility. So some of you don't get promoted, you can't carry the same mentality. And because of the promotion, it caused a scratching. Because of the promotion, it causes you to change certain behaviors in your life that feels uncomfortable. But David, let me tell you something. Every promotion and come with a benefit package. And I'm telling you, you cannot get the package unless you walk in the promotion. You need to make up your mind this morning and put it to yourself. The word of your neighbor, the word of your friends, put to yourself and tell yourself that I'm going to walk in my promotion. I'm going to walk in my promotion. And I know that it's an unfamiliar ground. I know that it's an uncomfortable place. But nevertheless, I'm going to keep walking by faith and not by sight. Brother Jackson, where you at? Because I feel a hope in my heart this morning.
Hallelujah, this morning.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Pastor. Father God, in the name of, I come to you, God. giving you the honor, who's the head of my life, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, and Sister Smith, and everyone, an ACM member. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, God, thanking you just for a brand new day, God. Oh, and that's enough right there to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did, God. It wasn't for that we so good, Chicago, so perfect, God. Oh, but it was your love and your kindness and your mercy. So we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe all last night up until this morning, God. Had your angels all stretched around our homes, God. Oh, God, and we say thank you just for that, God. In spite of all that's going on, God.
Say
kept us safe, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. When we begin to murmur and complain, God. Yet it's still you forgave us, God. God. We thank you for being that long suffering, God. In my mother's name, God. We thank you this morning, Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for giving us that forgiveness, heart, God. That we forgive our enemies in spite of our God, Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for being that teacher, God. The decodable, God. That only you can teach us the decodable, the things that we need to know, Hallelujah, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God. Just continue, huh? The poor of the people out of the world, God, begin to shake them like never before. Let them know it's time to surrender unto the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, as we cry out, God, to people all over the world, God. Oh, God, begin to do a new thing with them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know they can be changed, but only by the blood of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Thank you for being a mind regulator. Because sometimes our mind is not where it needs to be, God. Sometimes our mind is wandering. So we ask you this morning, Hallelujah. Even say to the mind, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Stand in your word. If our mind stayed on you, you'll give perfect peace, God. So let us hold on to that, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, let us hold on to your word, your promise, God. Let us walk in faith, God. Not the things that we see, but know that let us stand on your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Some of us have been waiting a long time, God. But yet and still, let us continue to stand and wait on you, God. Knowing that you come through for us, God, you always have in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to bless the shield. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us begin to think about the whole hands and pray. Ask you to come in, break down every, pull out every stronghold and comfortable in our life, God. It's not like you, God. Oh, God, it's holy, God. We say, have your way. Each time, God. We ask that you touch the bones and minds, God, this morning, God. Let your power, go straight through Let them have an elected shot this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you lift every ministry up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to lift them up to to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen them like never before, God, let them hang up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down. Oh, God, your people everywhere, need a true word, in the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to get up and shake themselves, and give you the glory, let us continue to be in you, Jesus. Let us begin to be obedient to the Moshay, God. Before you and our master become a Moshay in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say, God, have your way like never before, God. Let us begin Yeah, before you have a moshe, that you come in mightily and do what you have to be, kind of moshe do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of moshe, God, we cry out for the vaccinators this morning. Hallelujah, moshe, God. We ask that the Mashiach come back to the moshe, the first love. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning. Lord, we speak to somebody that kind of moshe, still in the street, kind of moshe,
and
whatever they want to be, kind of moshe do. But today, you shout out and say, call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. I don't know, say, come for me. Call the most shine down. I don't know, say, in the name of Jesus. He is the kind of Moshe. And he needs to do a new kind of Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any kind of Moshe, God. Every way, God, I send the Moshe, God. Somebody out of Moshe, they have been bound for a long time. Hang around up in the kind of Moshe, God. But only you can do it for the kind of Moshe. Don't let them give up, Lord. Don't let them give up. Call my name in the Moshe, God. Let us begin to call out the people's name. Because the name before you, God, the kind of Moshe. Call on the name of Jesus, the kind of Moshe. Only way we say you can be broken in that sound of their life. We call in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning, God.
Yes.
We lift up every front line of Moshe. God, this morning, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. Let them continue to push. Let us continue to love on one another.
Yes,
because
yes.
Of our side. Begin to deliver. Let us do the perfect will of our Father. Time to no shame in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, not our will, Lord. Bless us through our Father's will. Have all our shame. The things that he loved. Have all our shame. And his callous. And he kind of all shame, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for providing for someone that didn't have anything, God. In the name of Jesus, God, all about shake, God. We thank you, all about shake, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We say, God, let your perfect will be done, God. These things we ask in the call of our Shatta, in the name of the Father, the call of Moshe, the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All about shake.
Hey. I tell you right there, we can begin to go ahead and worship the Lord. I can feel him breathing right now. I tell you to go ahead and just take a few minutes and just worship him. Worship him. My God, I can feel the power of the Lord. He's here. You don't hear somebody cries. You don't hear somebody prays. He don't want somebody reaching out. He's here. Shake on the last yandy. Yell the rest yandy. For his yandy. He don't want you. He's here. Sister, he's here. Daughter, he's here. Mother, he's here. Father, lift your hand because the Lord is here. She got a rest yandy. For he is worthy to be praised. Oh, I can feel him. I can feel him. He energized some of you. It's not over. He energized some of you. Don't throw in that tower. He here to tell some of you. It's working out. It's working out. Even though you don't understand it, it's working out. Even though frustration might come, but it's still working out. Even though you get tired, God said, I'm working it out.
What about say?
As you keep seeking me, as you keep coming before my presence, I got my hand in this. I'm working it out. I'm working it out. So I dare you this morning. You surrender to the Lord. You surrender. Put aside your ways. Put aside your thoughts. Put aside you trying to figure it out. Put aside you trying to work it out. Put aside all of you and pick up and instill God into your life. For He is worthy to be. Yes, Satoroshi. Korishi Andoroshi. From the presence of God. It's ready to fulfill your atmosphere in your home. It's ready to fulfill your atmosphere right now. The presence of the Lord. It's here to pull all the things out of you. Things that is there so difficult. You can't do it on yourself. You don't try. You don't try. You can to pull it now. I try to bring you into your deliverance. I try to set you free. I've come to deliver you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Why are you so many? Worthy is your name. Yes, I love us. Upon us, God. As we submit and surrender ourselves to you.
Yes.
We call you this morning.
Yes.
To breathe upon us. For our souls say yes.
Yes, Lord, yes.
For our souls say yes.
Lord, say yes.
For our souls say yes.
Lord, Lord.
Keep giving us a refreshing, refreshing, God. Refresh our spirits.
Lord,
also refresh our minds. For our soul. Say yes.
Oh, yes.
If that's you this morning, if that's you this morning, I dare you to begin to surrender. I dare you to begin to look at this as another broadcast or something that is going to entertain you. We're not here to entertain, but I can feel the presence of the living God. Some of you cannot wait till another Sunday service for God to move on you. You need Him to move right now. Some of you cannot wait till you get around your prayer group for God to encourage you, for He can build you back up. You need Him right now. Some of you cannot wait last week to see the doctor. You need your healing right now. Some of you cannot wait on your next pay period to get finances to take care of some things. You need God to show up right now.
Yes.
You need Him to show up right now.
Yes, Lord.
You need Him to show up right now. Well, I can feel the heaviness and the weight of God right now this morning. God is answering some of you right now. He's coming to visit some of you right now. You know, I've been calling on Him. You've been calling on Him, but I can feel the Holy Ghost. He's here. He's here. He's here. All you got to do is surrender unto Him. Submit yourself. He's going to come in and breathe upon you. He's going to come in and breathe upon you. Let the presence of God show up. Because every devil going to have to run out of your house. Every devil going to have to run out. And the Spirit of God shows up. Anything that is not God got to go. When the Spirit of God shows up. When the Spirit of God shows up. Everything that was out of order, it got to line up and get in order. When the Spirit of God shows up, invite Him in your homes. Invite Him in your life. Invite Him in right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I see Brother Jackson, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost.
I
can feel you in the Spirit, Pastor Smith. My God, I can feel the presence of God. Some of you getting a healing right now. Some of you getting a healing right now. God is speeding up a process on your healing. Some of you getting a financial blessing right now, and you just waiting for it to manifest into the natural. But right now, in the spirit, is being released right now. Or I can feel the prophetic of the Holy Ghost right now. Some of you get your breakthrough right now. Some of you, God's in the spirit, I press boldness in your spirit. So you can begin to walk away. You can begin to cut things off. You can begin to walk away. Some of you, God is doing it right now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Mr. Sister God, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I know we have our brother Joe want to give it and come in and share some things with God. My God, don't lean on his heart. But before he comes in, I want to share this with you. My goodness, I can feel the power of the Holy Ghost. My God, this morning, as I was getting up this morning, right about 5 a.m., I heard the angels of the Lord singing a beautiful melody in my ears. They were singing, my God, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Sometimes I go to bed and worship in the Lord. Sometimes I go to bed and just in worship, and I wake back up into worship. And sometimes there be melodies that be ringing in my mind, ringing in my head. But this morning it was just very unique. And the Holy Ghost quickened me and said, "Son, that's the angels of the Lord. And sang and opened up the floodgates of heaven and let it rain." I said, "Lord, what is the message that you're trying to give to the people? What are you trying to tell me?" God said, "I'm telling you the next season, what's going to get ready to happen." I said, "God, what is the next season that is going to get ready to happen?" He said, "Many of the people are expecting in the winter time that things begin to freeze up. They stock cabinets. If they haven't stocked, this is all they have until the springtime when things begin to thaw out and begin to bloom and they can begin a harvest process. They can begin to reap the things that they sowed." But God said, "I am doing a new phase this year, a new phase this season." I said, "What is it, Lord?" He said, "Tell the people, my God Almighty, in this season, get ready to have unexpected floods coming into their life." He said, "Get ready to tell them to get ready for the unexpected floods going to come into their life." He said, "I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and I'm going to let it rain in their life. In the midst where they thought there is no rain supposed to come. In the midst where they thought that everything is freezed up. In the midst where they thought that the elements, God Almighty, begin to slow down in their life." And God said, "Tell them often to release an unexpected flood in their life. And it's going to get rid of the rain." Some of you need this rain. Some of you need this flood to happen in your life. Some of you need God to do a fresh thing in you. Your finances need to be flooded. Your life needs to be flooded. Your mind needs to be flooded. And some of you need the heavens to open up before you and pour it out. I said, "God, what is this?" Because I understand the seasons. And the seasons that where you begin to do things. He says, "Son, the season is just to keep man up to beat what I am doing. But I am the season. And I change the course whenever I feel it is necessary." So now, God says, for spring for a lot of you, your spring is going to come into your winter time. So, oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to go ahead and rejoice right there. Because God said it's going to be an unexpectedly flood. And the angels of the Lord, all they doing is, my God, usher in, get the atmosphere, my God Almighty, kindred for the Lord begin to release. That's why they begin to sing this morning. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Because God is beginning to get the conditions of the atmosphere your way. Because you're beginning to release into your life. I don't know about you, but I just thank the Lord that He loves us so much. That in the midst of the thing, in the midst, when it's supposed to be a season transition, He speeds time up according to what He want to do. For He can release it unto you. What awesome God we serve. I'm telling you, saints of God, you might as well get ready. Don't hold your head down. Don't be looking at what you don't have. You get your spirit in a place of expectation. That way your spirit can line up with the alignment that the angels of the Lord begin to condition the atmosphere for the greatest release of your life. I feel the Holy Ghost. For the floodgates of heaven, it's going to begin to be released in your life. It's going to begin to be released in your home. God's going to speed time up, and He's going to speed season up just to answer your blessing. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. All I can say, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Because so many of you don't been in a drought. You don't left out of the summer season. You just been in a drought. Your prayer life been in a drought. Your spirit been in a drought. Your finances been in a drought. Your health been in a drought. Even for hunger, that my God, it doesn't desire. You don't have that hunger like you used to be and have been into a drought. Now you're going to get ready to go into a winter season. So not only are you in a drought, to where things just freeze up on you. It begins to shake. But God said, I'm going to speed up the season just because of your faithfulness, just because of your loyalty to me. And I'm going to open up the windows of heaven out of season just to fulfill your house. That's enough. I can give God thank you right there. God, we thank you. We thank you that you're not a God that forsake us. We thank you that you're not a God that leave us. We thank you that you are merciful. We thank you, God, that you're a God. You are not sure when we want, but you be there all the time. And that's why in the midst of destruction, saints of God, the enemy begins to try to cut in on some of you and begin to give you and make you distorted and begin to agitate you through this process of increase that God is doing in your life. Because the enemy understands that God is up to something. And the enemy don't want you to walk into the divine purpose and the divine will of God. And what God is up to. So he comes into the place where God is blessing you. And don't allow you to see the increase. Allow you to see problems. Don't allow you to see the promotion. But allow you to see like you've been demoted. Don't allow you to see the blessings that is all around you. But allow you and try to give you a perspective and see you just been nothing but curses. But we blast the enemy out this morning. We blast them out of our realm, out of dimension. The realms and the levels that God will release and promote us to. We will blast the adversary and command him to go. And God, we pray, you put the scales upon our eyes and let us begin to see the goodness on this atmosphere, on this level. See the goodness of this promotion. Because as you fashion us, we want to enjoy what you're doing into us. Holy Ghost, teach us and lead us. For our spirits can come into the divine alignment with God. And what God's been doing this, the fire that he's going to get ready to release. My goodness, I hear the Holy Ghost. Listen. My goodness, I just seen a mother, my goodness, I just seen a mother in the spirit. I see three children that you are praying for. I see three children that you have been hard down praying for. I hear in the spirit of the living God says, I'm going to release a flood. And you're going to see her turn around because I heard your prayers. Mother, I don't know who you are, but I hear God say, I don't hear your prayers. Keep calling out before me. Because I am God that is healing. I am the God that saves. Some of you, I pray that the Holy Ghost begin to release a burn of expectation in your spirit. Get your spirit to get ready to expect. Those that don't walk with the prophet long enough, you know, I just don't see things to be said. At the beginning of this year, God said there's going to be bloodshed. And it has been bloodshed. God tells us don't lower our guards. And he tells us that for a reason. But I can thank God that I can bring you a message that it can rejoice for all of us. And that's a message that God's going to open up the heavens out of season and flood you in a blessing. Flood you in a blessing. Because of your faithfulness. Because of your submission to him. So now God says, it's time. For you can see another side of me and experience another side of me that you never experienced before. You need to experience the side of me that I control time and I control the season. And if I want to release in a certain time, in a certain season, and if I want to call for a certain season, I am God, I can do so. If I want to cause the sun to stay shining and not never come again, I am God that I can do so, because it was me separated from the light from the day. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, listen. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to move on, but I can feel the power of God so strong right now. I can feel him so strong right now. God is answering a lot of your prayers. He's answering a lot of you. And for a couple of days, God has been saying, a lot of you have been trying to fight different issues in your life, and you cannot do it. You've been showing that, God, I'm trying, and I'm trying. And God says, since you've been putting up a fight, and since you've been trying to get rid of certain things in your life, he said, now I'm going to release the deliverer to come pull and take the things away. Rejoice, saints of God, because God is hearing your prayers. He's not hearing your cries. Rejoice, because the release is on its way. The release is on its way. Listen, I feel the power of God right now. I feel the power of God right now. And I just bless his holy name for what he is doing right now. I just thank him. Brother Joe, we're going to have you come on tomorrow morning. But right now, I feel the power of God. And I just want to, sense of God, you just soak into the power of God right now. Soak into the word that God is releasing. And just thank God for what he's going to get ready to do. Some of you need this. I just keep God, just keep blowing our minds what he is doing. An unexpected release. A release that is out of season. But yet it is in season. Because God is the season. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Brother Jackson, I feel the power of God, and I feel my God is so heavy right now. But I thank God for what he is doing. I bless his holy name. Brother Jackson, through all your prayers.
Yeah.
Brother Jackson, through all your prayers and your crying.
Yeah.
God shall release the deliverer in your life and pull in some things.
Beautiful.
You get ready because unexpectedly change is going to happen without you knowing. But the child of God don't urge your prayers. He don't urge your cries as well. Y'all just receive what God is doing. And just lift your hands. And all he wants you to do is just say, thank you. Thank you. sick of. She turned off.
Say thank you.
My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. And listen, saints, I'm looking at this individual right now in the spirit. I see some papers that you are flipping, and these are papers that you got to sign. And I see you praying over these papers. I'm going to tell you right now, God will hurt your prayers. And the Father, to get ready to come into the life, come into your life, you get ready to receive. And what God has for you, it is for you. Yes, and amen. Says to God right now, I'm drunk. I'm just so ecstatic right now. And I'm just so drunk of what God is doing and what he done did. Says to God, I just bless God. And I feel the shifting of the Holy Ghost right now. And you just rejoice because you got it fresh off the press before anybody else get it. That is the excitement of just being in position. And don't allow our flesh to overtake us and win. Don't want to get up for prayer because we don't know what God is going to say or what God is going to release in the midst of us seeking him. But I thank God for the faithful servants and the faithful people. That at times I know you might not feel like it can be a push. But because of your faithfulness, God is honoring. That is how you get a covenant blessings with God. Stand faithful with him. Stand in truth. And God is going to always give you a covenant blessing. That is a covenant blessing, saints of God. When God move by the season and begin to release something into your life out of the set season that it's supposed to be. That's what a mother and father do with the child. Because I want to make sure my child is okay. God is making sure his children is okay. Say, so God, I'm just so blessed and so ecstatic. But until this time tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you go and you be blessed in the Holy Ghost. God bless each and every one of you.